Maida slides her fingers in, all the way up to her wedding ring. She pushes you onto your back and leans down, puts the fingers into your mouth so you can taste them. The gold of the ring. You can taste the sting of the metal on your tongue. Mixed with the taste of her cunt. She leans down, whispers in your ear, I love you, Gagik. Ah, I love you.
I'm close enough.
She straddles you, pulls you inside, grinds her hips back and forth. Back and forth.
Oh! Oh!
Damn, you're good with words.
Get her detail on the phone.
I did. I can't force her to talk to you, sir.
You need to think about what to say when I show that this event that she's not with me. And I don't want to make it worse by mispronouncing this. How do you say this word? They didn't put in the goddamn phonetics in this speech, and I can't be expected to look this shit up myself.
I'll find out for you, sir.
There's been ups and downs along the way, like the big Amstead strike in the 1920s over pay and hours, but this industry survived that as well. And all of you in this room have been carrying on a tradition that goes back to the beginning of this country, and that's something you have to be very, very proud of.
But there's another tradition in this state. Live free or die. Now my wife... There's another tradition in this state. Live free or die.
Live free or die. Now, of course, some of you may read in the papers and hear from the television pundits that my opponent has a 10-point lead here in New Hampshire. But you're not going to let polls and pundits tell you what to do. or tell you how to vote on election day, you are going to show them that New Hampshire makes up his own mind. Thank you. Thank you all for coming out today. And God bless America. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Selena McDowell, 10 years ago.
The story is she's down there laying groundwork for the primary.
She'll only give us a day or two. If she's not doing events, they'll think we're hiding something.
You think she'll stay put in the ranch?
I have no idea. You keep track of all of her movements. Visitors, names, times, the color of their shit, and how much it stinks.
Yes, sir.
And I want you on a plane.
Back to Washington?
Down to Texas.
Where is she?
The master bedroom. Mrs. Hale mentioned that she might take a nap.
Is my room there?
It's being dusted right now.
I'd like to take a look.
Yes, ma'am.
Texas is an important state. Nearly 10% of the delegates we need for the nomination.
But you said the First Lady would be here with you today.
Yes, but when we assessed things this morning, we felt good about New Hampshire. I mean, look at this crowd, the enthusiasm. Hello. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Hello there. Aren't you a cutie? What's your name?
Gabby.
Hello, Gabby. Anyway, we wanted to start looking ahead. Players from Texas, so it made sense for her to head down there early. Hello. Hello. Thank you for coming out. Hi.
I can't do my job if you keep me in the dark.
All you need to know is what you put out in the statement.
Was it an argument?
Seth?
Look, I'm working 20 hours a day here on a normal day with campaign in full swing. And now this is on my plate. Look, I can do damage control, but I have to know what the damage is.
Okay. I'll fill you in. Let me get up to my room.
Welcome to Dallas.
Well, maybe it's a decoy trying to lure us into making ad buys in Texas.
That would explain why it wasn't announced as part of her schedule.
Have you spoken to her friends in Dallas?
No meetings or calls. If she were making the rounds, we'd know.
Well, they're either excellent at covering their tracks or something's up.
Like what?
I don't know, but I want to find out.
She's gonna fucking leave me. My kid in her belly. Is she gonna act like I never existed? Probably pawn the wedding ring already. How many is that?
2 more. Can you blame her, though?
Yeah, I can blame her. I gave her everything. She's gonna rob me of my kid.
You'll be in high school before you're out.
I'll still be his fucking father.
Now we can move on, man. It's unfair not to.
Let me tell you about unfair. Okay? Unfair isn't even in here. And that fucking bitch doesn't even know it. She thinks I belong in this shithole.
You did kill a guy. Are you saying you didn't?
I didn't say shit.
Because I had my doubts.
What do you mean, your doubts?
Never struck me as a killer. That's all.
No, 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 what are you? Come on. I can't breathe.
All I'm saying is I interviewed a lot of murder suspects when I was on the crime beat. I think you're innocent. I think you didn't do it.
These guys, they'll skin you alive. Make you watch in the mirror while they do it.
Okay. Ever hear of Armenian Power in L.A.? No.
They're a top guy. No way that motherfucker was going to jail, huh? I had another choice.
So you didn't do it? It doesn't matter what I did or what I didn't do. It matters what I said I did. Who did you take the fall for?
Conway leading the Republican field with 48% of GOP primary voters saying he's their first choice, over 20% more than any other candidate. Conway has had a dramatic ascent since he announced his candidacy in May of 2015. In another Wall Street Telegraph poll conducted at the time, he only captured 18% of GOP primary voters. Many felt that his young age and his lack of...
Meacham!
Yes, sir.
Class closed.
I'll get advance.
Along with the campaign focus on his successful tenure as governor of New York, his service in the air.
My apologies, sir. Her wardrobe shipped last night, and we neglected to adjust.
All right, just get it out.
Yes, sir.
Supporters lined up for nearly every one of his Iowa events, sometimes numbering in the thousands. Prominent in the crowd were military veterans. Conway's grandfather was a Navy chief warrant officer who fought in the Pacific Theater of World War II.
Meet you.
John F. Kennedy's 1960s presidential campaign, a combination of public charm and personal poise. Last week at a campaign event.
This morning, when you went into her room,
I told her we were leaving soon. She was looking at a photograph of the mandala, the one you gave her.
But without the first lady, reports from the Underwood.
Good night, sir.
Keep me company for a bit.
Sir?
Just have a seat. I've got some reading I have to do.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Turn that off. You a cutie.
What are you doing?
You fell asleep, sir. Your glasses, I was... I'm sorry, sir, I didn't mean to... You all right, sir?
No, I mean, yes. I'm just...
Can I get you anything? Some water?
I'm fine. It's late. You should get some sleep.
I'll stay if you like.
I think I'd like to be alone, but thank you.
Of course, sir.
Mrs. Underwood. Let's take a walk.
Of course.
You've made the Democrats relevant again in a very red state.
You want me to help ramp up the Texas operation?
No, I'm not here for the primary. I'm here to run for the 30th, and I want you to run my campaign.
The White House is saying that you're here
That's just so we don't draw attention to the congressional race.
Doris Jones, her daughter's running.
The congresswoman would need to be convinced.
You're saying Celia bows out?
She waits. In 2 years, the seat is hers. 4 at the most.
Senate?
Possibly. Or governor, 2020.
And the president's on board with this?
Completely.
Look, even if you could convince Celia, there's still a big problem.
That I'm white.
Lily White. Your designer heels and tailored dresses, I mean... Look at this property, Mrs. Underwood. A woman who marched with Dr. King is not going to have much patience for...
For what? An outsider. Well, I believe we can change her opinion of me.
Look, I don't mind betting against the odds. If I did, I wouldn't be consulting for Democrats in Texas. But what you're asking me...
When you started your firm, Leanne, your father told mine that you were making a huge mistake.
That's because he was a Republican.
But you didn't make a mistake, did you? You proved him wrong. Now, a dozen consultants can tell me why this won't work, but I think you can tell me why it can.
Meacham said she was in there for over an hour.
We don't own Harvey.
Vaughn thinks she's been holding out for Dunbar.
She wouldn't be meeting with her about the primary.
Maybe she thinks she can run for something.
What, this cycle? Elected office has always been her goal.
There aren't any open races. Not in Texas, except for Doris Jones.
No, but her daughter's running for that seat.
She hasn't announced yet.
Which gives Claire an opening.
Hello? Hello?
Man? Hi. Doug Stamper. I wasn't sure if I was in the right place. Wow. Is that how you say hi in Texas?
Sorry. The elevators are usually locked down on the weekends. We've had some burglaries in the building. It's nice to meet you, Doug.
Pleasure.
Mrs. Underwood didn't tell me you were in town.
I just got in. The president thought it'd be a good idea if I were here to help coordinate on the campaign.
Well, I'm not officially on board yet. I wanted to see how the meeting goes tomorrow.
The meeting?
Doris Jones, the first lady, didn't tell you?
No. Will you excuse me for a moment? I just have to make a quick call.
Of course.
President.
Hello?
Doug tells me you greeted him with a firearm.
Oh, yeah, we've been having some issues.
Do you know what fascinates me about guns, Leanne? You pull a trigger and bang, a bullet explodes out faster than the speed of sound. And if you're on the wrong end of that bullet, why, it hits you before you even hear
it. Mr. President, forgive me, but...
No, I want you to hear me, Leanne.
You will walk away from this nonsense with Claire. You will not make a phone call, nor answer one. You will offer no explanation. Whatever you discussed with my wife, you will erase it from your mind and never speak of it again. Tell me I've been heard.
Yes, I heard you.
Good.
Skip.
Put it down, please.
Souvenir. I'll take that phone, too. Have a good night.
How soon?
The judge is reviewing the Rule 35 order now.
I mean, once he signs it. If they make an arrest, it won't take these guys long to figure out it was me that talked to the feds.
Well, once he signs it, it'll be a matter of hours, not days. The wet sec arrangements are already being made.
You know where they're sending me?
Nope. And I never will. Nobody will. Except the DOJ. If you need to reach me for anything, you're going to have to contact me through the WITSEC officer.
It's not just the Armenians I'm afraid of. Lucas, I know you never believed me about the president, but...
Listen carefully. The U.S. government is not your enemy now. Okay? They're protecting you.
He is the government.
Not even the White House knows who gets released on Rule 35. Unless the Attorney General tells them, which almost never happens. Listen, you did good work here, Lucas. You're getting out. Try to be happy about that.
Try you on wine?
I've never been here in my life. I wanted some place you wouldn't be recognized.
Rack them up.
You said you had something to offer?
Yes. Insurance.
We took Iowa. We're closing the gap in New Hampshire.
You squeaked by in Iowa. We're not going to close the gap in New Hampshire by Tuesday.
You're overconfident.
And you're still press secretary. He didn't make you chief of staff. They'll tell me you weren't angling for it.
What's your ask?
One solid thing for us to work with. If it tanks him, you got a cushion. If it doesn't, you still have your job in the White House.
Why should I trust you?
Wouldn't you rather have a backup plan in your pocket if you lose? Your shot. We guarantee you a place in our administration after my 2 years as chief of staff. Then it's you. Tell me what's happening in Texas.
Congresswoman, so good to see you.
Wonderful to see you too. Please, come in.
Celia, so good to see you too.
Always a pleasure, Mrs. Underwood.
Leanne called me a little while ago, said she couldn't make it.
Congresswoman, I asked Leanne to have this meeting set up. Because I have a radical proposal, and I wanted to make it in person.
Well, Doug has already filled me in. Usually, I wouldn't endorse anyone 4 years out, but in this case, I'm really open to it. Anything to put a Democrat into the governor's mansion.
I told the congresswoman that enlisting her political machinery in Dallas is a crucial first step.
Which is why I asked my daughter to join us. She'll have my seat by then, and you two will work closely.
I have a great deal of respect for you, Mrs. Underwood. I think we can accomplish a lot together.
Well, actually, Congresswoman, I've decided that the governorship is a big leap without holding any elected office first.
Are you thinking Senate next cycle?
No, I'm thinking your district this cycle. That would mean your daughter holds off, and then I would throw my full weight behind her to replace me when I run for governor.
I've already put together my team.
Oh, no, you would still get the seat, Julia. I'm just asking you to wait a little longer. And the president thinks this is the best plan.
Why didn't you tell me this?
I wasn't aware, ma'am.
Well, he and I spoke privately about it.
Celia has waited over a decade for me to retire. It's her time.
I understand. And that's why I want to put her in the best position to succeed when she takes office.
When was the last time you set foot in this district?
When Francis was elected whip.
So how are we supposed to ask our people to support a woman that doesn't even know them? Their lives, their everyday struggles.
Carpetbagger.
Who's white?
It goes deeper than race, Mrs. Underwood. You grew up in Highland Park, never wanted for anything. You just don't reflect our community.
Congresswoman makes a good point.
What I want is a stepping stone. And what you want is federal funding for a breast cancer center run by Planned Parenthood. Something that a Republican-controlled Congress will never do. Especially in a VA hospital. You had resistance even when the Democrats controlled the House. But there is not one congressperson, Republican or Democrat, that would refuse a meeting with the First Lady.
You're right, Mrs. Underwood. We haven't accomplished everything we set out to do. But the one thing my constituents have always had is the pride they take in being represented by one of their own. I refuse to rob them of that.
Thank you for your time, Congresswoman. We'll reassess our thinking and get back to you. Thank you.
You tell the president to stay out of this.
Maybe you should speak to him directly.
As soon as he's willing to support this race, I'll talk to him.
You're making a mistake, Mrs. Underwood.
A source within the White House tells us this, that the First Lady traveled to Texas after some sort of a major argument with her husband. Well, the president has claimed that she went to Dallas to lay groundwork for the Texas primary. But there's no evidence of any campaign events or fundraisers since she arrived there 3 days ago. And she hasn't appeared publicly. So, Monica, gotta get your take on this.
Well, if there is marital discord, the Underwoods certainly wouldn't want to admit it. Her being down there for the primary, come on, that could be a smokescreen. Juan?
Well, come on, Grayson, let's be real. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. I mean, the timing on this could not be worse. Don't forget, the New Hampshire primary is tomorrow. So whatever momentum the president had coming out of Iowa, just like air going out of a pop balloon.
Well, you know that Heather Dunbar is going to have something to say about this. Let's take a look.
I don't know whether this story is true or not, but if it is, I hope that the president and the first lady can work out their differences. No one likes to see a marriage under strain.
Personally, I wouldn't be able to carry on my campaign without the incredible...
We know where the leak came from.
We're talking to Secret Service and his staff now, but no, sir, we don't know.
I'm looking at a 10-pound stack of clippings, and that just was written in the past hour. This is Dunbar. I know she's behind this.
Sir,
I might have a solution. May we speak privately for a moment?
Yeah, Seth, hop off the line.
If we're going to switch tactics, I think I should...
I'll fill you in if the president wants to move forward.
Hop off, Seth. All right, go ahead.
Claire's mother.
What about her?
For sending her kids to private...
I told you when you were 5 years old not to come in this house without saying hello to me.
I came by when I arrived. You were asleep.
That was 2 days ago.
Well, I wasn't sure you wanted to see me, Mother.
Well, as long as we're living under the same roof and besieged by news trucks.
I apologize for all that.
Is it true? Is that why you came down here?
No, I came down here because...
That woman who visited...
Leanne Harvey.
I know who she is. She calls me all the time asking for money when she's peddling some candidate. Are you the candidate?
Congress, 30th District.
I see.
You don't approve.
You've always made your choices regardless of what I think. What does he think?
Has he spoken to you to discourage me?
He hasn't spoken to me since the day of your daddy's funeral. Just like you haven't. Not even a phone call when you became first lady.
If you don't want me here, I can make other arrangements.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. This house is as much yours as it is mine. I put covers on everything because the maids were cleaning rooms I never set foot in. But now that you're here...
Just leave them. I only need a bedroom.
Fine. This house is just a hotel to you.
The president will arrive in Dallas later this afternoon. As to the nature of his trip, I can't comment at this time, other than to say he plans on seeing the First Lady. Mark?
His going down there would seem to lend legitimacy to claims that they're having marital issues, wouldn't it?
We've already denied those claims. Sarah?
Neither the president nor the First Lady have publicly responded since this story broke. Can we expect them to?
What you're calling a story isn't a story. It's a flashy headline that gives you a bump in Twitter followers. It doesn't warrant a response, but if the president or first lady chooses to make one, you'll be the first to know.
How long has she been gone?
Not long. Lee in Harvey's office.
Christ, the press didn't follow her, did they?
No. They took a utility road out. No police escort.
Are you two going to make a habit of showing up here without even the courtesy of asking?
I wish I didn't have to be here, but your daughter's made it necessary.
You know, when she got married, I was sure she would wake up in a year or two. I had no idea it was going to take her 30.
Claire is the First Lady of the United States, and you still think she made the wrong choice.
Reduced to tabloid gossip? She might as well be living in that trailer park you come from.
Well, it was a peach farm, but you're right. I am still white trash. I just happen to be white trash that lives in the White House.
Not even being president could give you any class.
Well, let me tell you what's about to happen, Elizabeth.
I am not going to put myself in the crossfire between a president and first lady.
No, I'll handle Francis.
You said he was on board.
And I'll make sure he is.
The point is you misled me, Mrs. Underwood.
What is it you want, Leanne? Is it money? Or do you want more to make a real mark?
I don't have to choose. I can have both.
Well, if you want to make history, you need to get out of Texas.
I've turned down plenty of jobs in D.C.
Juggling 15 clients a year. But I want the next 15 years of your life. Texas is just where we begin.
It seems you didn't hear me after all.
I don't respond to threats.
You're speaking to the president.
Yes, I recognize his voice.
I'd like to talk to my wife alone, please.
She stays. Tell me what you need to tell me.
Doug. She's been sick for 3 years. Radiation, chemotherapy, the works. But you didn't know, did you?
You're not dragging my mother in front of the cameras.
Just you. And you're going to say that that's why you're down here.
This is a family matter, Francis.
This has to be done, Claire. We have to kill this story.
He's right. I need to know you won't meddle with my campaign.
The State of the Union is in 2 weeks. You show up for that, then I'll leave you alone.
Let's get this over with.
Claire first came down here to Dallas. We said it was to lay the groundwork for the Texas primary, and that was partially true. What we left out was something that we hoped to keep private. But in light of false stories over the last number of days about the state of our marriage, we now feel it's important to share this unfortunate news. Claire.
For the past 3 years, my mother has been suffering from intermittent lymphoma. Initially, she had some success battling her illness, but it's come back full force the last several months. So I came down here to spend time with her while she undergoes further treatment. And we asked just for the sake of my mother's dignity and well-being that you respect her privacy. Thank you.
I will be resuming my campaign tomorrow, and Claire will, of course, be staying here. And let me just add, Claire's mother is blessed to have such a loving daughter, and I am blessed to have such a thoughtful and caring wife. Thank you all very much.
Nothing fancy, but it'll do the job.